Genesis chapter 33. Now, Jacob has run away from Laban, and Laban chases after him and could have killed him, but they make an agreement and they promise that Jacob will not go back over a certain thing, or else Laban can kill him. So he can only go forward, and God has said, if you go back to your land where you came from, I will do you good. So he's on the way back, and Esau is coming to meet him with 400 men. And he's deceived his brother Esau in the past, and his brother Esau was going to kill him, and that's why he ran away in the first place. So he has to throw himself upon God, and he meets an angel, and he wrestles with this angel, and eventually the angel blesses him. That is, he gives him forgiveness, and he accepts him on God's behalf. And Jacob lifts up his eyes, and behold, Esau was coming, and with him 400 men. He divided the children between Leah, Rachel, and the two handmaids. He put the handmaids and their children in front, Leah and her children afterwards, and Rachel and Joseph at the rear. So Rachel was the favourite wife, and Joseph was the favourite son. Which wasn't a good idea, because that's exactly the problem that he'd had himself with being the favourite son of his mother. Jacob himself passed over in front of them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. Esau ran to meet him, embraced him, fell on his neck, kissed him, and they cried. He lifted up his eyes and saw the women and children and said, who are these with you? Jacob said, the children whom God has graciously given your servant. So Jacob is coming to understand grace, which means that you are given things not because you deserve them, not because you worked for them, but by a pure gift from God. And this is what he was beginning to come to learn, that God had been gracious to him. Then the handmaids came near with their children, and they bowed themselves. Leah and her children came near and bowed themselves, and after them Joseph came near with Rachel, and they bowed themselves. Esau said, what do you mean by all this company which I met? That's all the present Jacob had sent to Esau. Jacob said, to find grace in the sight of my Lord. Now you remember that the blessing of their father Isaac that Jacob had so tried to get was that Jacob would be lord over Esau. But now he says, you are my Lord. I don't want all those blessings. Esau said, I have enough, my brother. Let that which you have be yours. Jacob said, please know, if I have now found grace in your eyes, then receive my present at my hand, because I have seen your face as one sees the face of God, and you are pleased with me. Please take away my blessing that I brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have all things. He urged him, and he took it. So he says, take away my blessing. He'd fought and schemed and dressed up with goat skins on him to deceive his blind old father, and had been mean to Esau, sell me your birthright for just a bit of soup that I'm brewing. And now he says, look, take it away. And this is how it often goes, that if you desire material things, if only I could have that car, that house, that toy, if only I could have that, I'd be so happy. Well, people spend their whole lives trying to get the thing they want. And when they get it, they often realize that it's actually meaningless. I don't even want it. Take it away. And so he says, take away my blessing, because God has dealt graciously with me. So to know the grace of God is far more wonderful than all this other stuff that we might have. And he said, because I have all things. So he had everything, Jacob. That was, he had God's blessing, and he had seen the angel face to face, and God had accepted him. And he says to Esau, I saw your face as one sees the face of God. So then when he was wrestling with the angel, and the angel accepted him in the end, that was actually now Jacob realized, looking forward to how he had struggled against Esau, but Esau was going to bless him and accept him. It's all by grace. Esau said, let's take our journey and let us go, and I will go before you. Jacob said to him, my Lord knows that the children are tender, and the flocks and the herds with me have their young. If they overdrive them even one day, all the flocks will die. Please let my lord go on before his servant, and I will lead on gently according to the pace of the animals that are with me, and according to the pace of the children, until I come to my lord, to Seir. That's where Esau lived. Esau said, let me now leave with you some of the folk who are with me. Jacob said, why? Let me find favour in the eyes of my lord. So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. Now, Jacob had promised that he was going to go and meet Esau at Seir, but Jacob travelled to Succoth, built himself a house, and made shelters for his animals. That's why the place is called Succoth. So, again, he's still got that old dishonesty to him. Jacob came in peace to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, where he came from Padan Aram, and encamped in front of the city. He bought the parcel of ground where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money, and he built an altar there and called it El Elohi Israel, which means that God is the strength of Israel, and Jacob's name had been changed to Israel. So again we see how he had to buy a piece of land where he was going to put up his tent. And that's rather like Abraham having to buy a piece of land to bury Sarah. And it's also crazy because God had promised them that land forever and ever. But clearly not in this life. They all died not having received what God promised. But when Jesus comes back, they'll be resurrected, like we will be, by his grace, and receive what was promised. So we might buy a piece of land and build a house on it, or just buy a piece of land, but it is yours until you die. And that's it. And so it is with all of us, really, that this world is ours, actually, but we don't have it right now. We haven't received the inheritance. And that's why we're waiting so strongly for Jesus to come back, to raise the dead, and to give us this world, which is our world, forever and ever.